Speaking on this program is Bill Boyd.
We're going to be talking about pray without ceasing from our text. One of the great blessings of studying prayer. And the more you study about prayer, the more you pray. And there is great blessings in that. Here's some apostolic admonitions about prayer. Romans 12 and verse 12. Continuing instant in prayer. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. Give yourselves to fasting and prayer. Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Philippians 4, verses 5 through 6. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, your requests be made known unto God. And he goes on to say, the peace of God that passeth understanding shall fill your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus. Colossians 4, verses 2 and 3. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us. And then 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18, the text for this lesson. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Pray without ceasing. What does it mean to say pray without ceasing? Well, what that means is to be constant in prayer, to be regular in prayer. So don't do like I've done in my life sometime, where I'll be praying and have regular and then kind of let it slip away. And I'll go for periods without really having those prayers. Now, I'll pray for my meal, and I'll pray every week at the Lord's Supper and things like that. But we're talking about now these personal prayers, where we go into our closet and pray to our God. And there have been times in our life where we've done that, and then we let it slip off, and we don't. And Paul said, don't do that. Keep prayer part of that life. And don't let things hinder that time you spend with God in prayer. We've got an example of that from the Old Testament, the book of Daniel. Remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den? And those evil enemies of Daniel came up and they said, King, so you need to make a decree that no one asks petition of anything to anyone but you. And if they do, they'll be thrown to the lions. And the king thought, well, I'll do that. And so he made that petition. But here's what it says. It says, now Daniel knew that the writing was signed. He went into his house, and his window being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. See, that's what Daniel did. Prayer was a great part of Daniel's life. 3 times a day he'd go to his prayer window that opened to Jerusalem, get on his knees, pray to God. And he didn't let the king's decree make him cease. And so pray without ceasing. It means don't let these things that come up in life hinder our regular, constant prayers. Now what I want to do for the rest of this lesson is examine the prayers of Jesus. We know about Jesus being baptized. We hear how he went to John, and John said, why, what are you doing coming to me? I ought to be baptized of you. John baptizing for the remission of sins. He knew Christ didn't have any sins. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so now. Suffer it meant, will you allow it? Now, this is an exception, you see. This is different than these other baptisms. You allow this one at this time, this exception, suffer it to be so now. John baptized him, and he came up out of the water, and the Spirit opened, and the dove descended, and the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. But Luke tells us, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized, and praying, the heavens were opened. Jesus comes up out of that river being baptized, and he is in prayer. I know very often when we baptize someone here, what we'll do immediately after the baptism is we will have a prayer. And that is a very appropriate time in which to pray. But here is Jesus in prayer. I think that's the first prayer we read about Jesus praying. Not maybe the first prayer he prayed, but the first one we read about. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 21, it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain and continued all night in prayer. Daniel had a prayer window. Well, Jesus had a prayer mountain. And we're going to read several times about Jesus going into the mountain to pray. Going off alone, that was his closet. Jesus taught us to go to our closet to pray. Well, it doesn't mean a literal closet. It means get off by yourself. And Jesus going off into the mountain is where he would pray. And he prayed all night. Now, I know there have been times I wish, I'd like to go to the mountain and just do a little camping. Fix my supper out there over the fire and enjoy the stars and then fix me a good breakfast in the morning and then just enjoy the mountain. But Jesus wasn't just going camping. His purpose of doing this was to get out to himself and to think on his God, his Father in heaven, and to spend time in prayer. And it was that next morning that Jesus chose his 12 apostles. And so before a very important decision that he had to make, he spent the night in prayer. Matthew 14 and verse 23. When he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Now, he wasn't lonely. And he wasn't all by himself. He was alone with God. Alone with his Father. And the multitudes had been pressing him all day, and he told his disciples, you go ahead and take that ship and go on across Galilee. I'll meet you on the other side. And I guess they thought, well, he might just walk around. This is the time when he rose from prayer, and he did walk. He walked across the Sea of Galilee in the middle of the storm and joined his disciples out there in the storm. But before he had done that, he'd been up in that mountain. His prayer mountain, one of his prayer mountains, along with his God in prayer. Mark 1, 32 through 35. And at evening when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place. And there prayed. Do you see a pattern in how Jesus does this? Now, sometimes we don't spend enough time in prayer because we are so busy. And we are busy with things that just have to be done. There are important things that are crowding in on our life, and we have to do that. But just think about that now. Do you think you're busier than Jesus was? Or that what you're doing is more important than what he was doing? And Jesus didn't just find time to pray. Jesus made time to pray. If it meant getting up before the sun, and getting out in that solitary place, that's what he was going to do. And it shows the importance that Jesus placed on prayer in his life. Luke 15:16. He withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. This is another time in which he had so much going on around him and there was so much to do. And to be able to bear with the strength and the pressures and the stress of all that there was in being Jesus on this earth, well, he would find refuge in prayer. Luke 11 and verse 1. And I want to read that one. Luke. Jesus taught us about prayer. I wonder what it would have been like to have heard Jesus pray. He had a few disciples and some very close to him and some would get to hear him pray. Wouldn't it be lovely to hear Jesus pray? I love to hear the men pray before this congregation. What if we could listen in on one of those private prayers of Jesus? In Luke 11:1, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And here's what's going to happen. Here's the Lord's teaching on prayer. He said to them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so in earth. Give us this day, give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you, having a friend, shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey and has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will arise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish giving a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? Ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? So the Lord's teaching on prayer. Here's one of the things the Lord prayed for. Luke 22:31-32. The Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou converted, strengthen the brethren. How that must have touched the heart of Simon. When Jesus is out there in that solitary place and in that mountain and in that wilderness, Simon, I've been praying for you out there. Satan's coming after you. But I pray that your faith won't fail. That means Peter was going to go through the test, didn't it? But he would endure it. And to know that our Lord makes intercession for us and we are in His prayers as He is before His Father on His throne is a beautiful thought. Matthew 11:25. Here's an interesting prayer. This is when He's upbraiding those of Bethsaida and Chorazin, because they had rejected Him. He'd done those miracles, and they didn't believe on Him. And He's saying, Woe unto you! And then He says this, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in Thy sight. You know, a lot of time we get discouraged. We preachers do. Is anybody listening to us? Well, they're not doing anything about it. They're not. And we get discouraged over that. The Lord says, well, I'm glad they're not listening. I'm glad you're revealing it to the humble and to those who want to hear it, and that those others will be cut off from those blessings. It seems good in thy sight. It's the Lord's will. So we preachers, we just need to keep preaching the truth. Now those that will listen will, and those that won't, well, so it seemeth good in the Lord's sight. Look at another prayer. John 11:39. That's where I'm going to begin reading. And this is where he is at the grave of Lazarus. And Jesus said, Take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, Send not out unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place that was dead. where he was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou heardest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. When he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! And he that was dead came forth. Jesus prayed a prayer. And he prayed a certain prayer so others would hear it. So they would realize that this is the power of God that is doing this. John 12. I'm going to begin reading in verse 27. This is where Jesus said, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But the answer is, but for this cause came I into this hour. No, that's why I'm here. So here's his prayer. Father, glorify thy name. Now the Lord answered this prayer. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people thereof that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake unto him. Father, glorify thy name. What's he praying there? That dreaded trial lay just before him. And what am I going to pray? Have you ever looked ahead at what's facing you and think, I don't even know what to pray? Well, Jesus teaches us. Pray, Father, glorify thy name. It's a way of saying, thy will be done. Let this, whatever occurs, Father, let it be to thy glory. And I will be thy servant and be faithful unto thee. And that was the prayer of Christ. Let's look at another one. John 17. Would you like Jesus to lead you in prayer? As I read it, I want our Lord to lead you in prayer. Now this is for a certain time and event that is different than today, so everything doesn't have direct application, but much of it will, and you pray while I read this. Let Jesus lead us in prayer. We read John 17. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which thou gavest me to do, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, that thine they were, and thou gavest them me. They have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. All are mine, and thine are mine, and I glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I am come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou, for their sakes, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that I might also be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for all them which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and loved me and loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. That's the longest single recorded prayer we have of Christ. And then that Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew 26. Verse 36. He said, tarry here a little while, and I'll go. And he lay prostrate on the ground and prayed, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. And then he returned a second time, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And then it says he went a third time and repeated those same words. And then these words. Luke chapter 23. Verse 33. When they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his garment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked them concerning him, and offered him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a supplication also was written him over him with letters in the Greek and Latin and Hebrew, saying, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanging railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost thou not fear God? And we indeed justified, for we receive due reward of our deeds, that this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto them, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And that was about the sixth hour, darkness over all the earth into the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Died with that prayer. Now we talk about what's the proper posture of prayer. When he was in the garden, he was laying down. And as he was dying, he was hanging on a cross, praying to his heavenly Father. We have a great blessing in prayer. So, we need to pray without ceasing. Oh yeah, when the storms of life are on us, God has told us we can come to Him in prayer. But don't wait. And don't let that be that time you choose pray to God, because we've got that privilege before us, and let Jesus be that example. Let our lives be a life of prayer.